Doctor Who, Present, Past and Future Danger, written by Aurora McPherson, starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor and Kane Major as Guy. Part 1.
Squared. Yes! Invalid parameter? No, that can't be right. I'm sure I had that last equation right. Now, let's see here. I know I'm close. Very close. What? Oh, you startled me there, Charlie. I just can't seem to get this to work. Well, I tried that. This blaster machine seems to think it's wrong. Maybe we should just give up. Maybe... Ah, yes, that might be it. Down you get, Charlie. I've got some work to do. Yes, that might... Eureka! That's it! Now, let's see if we can get you working, my little beauty. Maybe we should stand back? Don't want a repeat of last time, do we, Charlie? Eyebrows are such a bother to grow back. Well, don't be silly, Charlie. It'll work this time, so there's no need to hide under there. Well, I'm pretty sure it will. All right, here we go. Just a moment. Coming. Oh, Charlie, would you please behave yourself? I'm coming! Blasted, are you deaf? Ah, Glover, there you are. I thought you'd become lost on the way back from the storeroom.
Just about, Professor.
Why ever did you knock? Oh, I see. Hands full, eh?
Yes, sir.
How ever did you knock, then?
Not easily. And if I may just sit this down?
Oh, right. Bring it in, yes. Did you find everything I requested? Charlie! Oh, whatever has gotten into you?
Yes, I think I did. Although we'll have to stop on Vadrine for more supplies on our way to the conference. Things are starting to run a little low. Have you... Professor Marion, I thought we'd agreed that you having that animal in here was a bad idea.
Hmm? Oh, she's not usually like this, are you, my Charlie? She's usually quite the comfort when I'm working. Helps me think, you see. Would you please come out from under there?
I see. Have you made any progress with the machine, Professor?
There, calm down now. Oh, yes. You got back just at the right time. I was about to run another test of it.
And have you figured out exactly what it's supposed to do?
Not yet. But I have narrowed it down.
Really?
Oh, yes. It's either a very sophisticated instant teleportation machine, or a portal to a different dimension, or a time machine, or a very advanced toaster.
Professor, there's only a week and a half until the conference, and you promised the committee that your keynote speech would be about this new invention of yours. And you think you've come up with a new toaster?
Well, we can't rule out any kind of possibility with these things now, can we?
Professor...
Now, Glover, that's the allure of invention. You never quite know what exactly you're going to get. Now let's find out, shall we? Here, a pair of goggles for you.
Thank you.
Now, all I need to do is throw a few switches here and... You may want to stand back. Not quite sure what's going to happen here, but better safe than sorry. Ready? Here we go. Yes, that's it. Come on, you can do it. Just a little more. Oh, blast, not again. Glover.
Ducking now, sir.
Oh, Oh, come on, old girl. What's gotten into you?
What's going on? I was in the library and then suddenly found myself on the floor being bombarded by an avalanche of books.
Yes, that was quite a jolt, wasn't it?
Was it another time storm?
No, not according to these readings. At least, I don't think it is.
You don't think it is?
Well, look, they're not making much sense at the moment. I've been trying to figure them out. Let me see what I can do here. Ah, that's much better. Oh dear.
What is it?
Well, if I'm reading these right, something has sent some sort of temporal shockwave through the vortex. It's caused it to become slightly unstable.
Slightly unstable?
All right, maybe more than slightly. Although that really shouldn't even be possible. There's not a lot of things that could affect it this way. Although, it could be dimensional instability from an outside source, like a temporal paradox or an artificial wormhole, or even possibly some kind of vortex from outside of space-time as we know it, disrupting the web of time by the random dispersal of chronon particles. Could be any number of things now that I come to think of it.
You know, sometimes I think you make these things up.
But that's not even half our problems at the moment.
Great, what else?
There's another TARDIS here.
Another TARDIS? Where?
Not here, but in the vortex with us. Maybe a few minutes in the future.
Yes, so?
And we're gaining on them.
Well, far be it for me to be a backseat TARDIS driver or anything, but can't we just steer around them?
I've tried that, but the TARDIS's controls are jammed somehow. If I don't get them back soon, we'll pass right through them.
And this is a bad thing, right?
Very bad. Two objects occupying the same space at the same time could cause an effect that might just destroy us.
Great. Well, maybe whoever's in that other TARDIS will just get out of the way. I mean, don't we have right of way or something?
Well, it's not as simple as that.
Why not?
There. See?
Doctor, that's the TARDIS out there. Your TARDIS. This TARDIS.
I know, Guy, I know. So presumably, if I'm having problems, then they, us or I, that is to say, the other version of me, is having problems as well and can't steer their way clear any more than we can.
Which means if we or they don't do something soon, it's collision time.
Exactly.
Oh, I think I'm getting a headache.
No time for that, Guy. Pass me the toolkit, would you please?
Here.
Looks like our systems are in a state of temporal flux. I might be able to...
Don't tell me, Doctor. Just do it.
There. Look, try the controls now.
Oh, still nothing, and we're getting awfully close.
Come on, old girl. Cooperate with me, hey? Look, maybe if I...
Doctor, you did it. The controls are responding again.
They are? But I haven't done anything. Now, how did that happen?
Does it matter? Oh, they're back! And shouldn't you be steering us around them? I really don't particularly feel like being blown up today.
No, nor do I. Now hold on tight, this is going to be tricky.
Well, Doctor...
I know, Guy, I see it. We're going to end up skimming them. Watch out for distortions. Who knows what effect this'll have.
I'm all right, Charlie. You okay, my dear? Are you? Yes, you're all right, my little girl. Yes, you're a clever little girl.
Blast!
Glover, you all right? Good. Did you see it? It worked. Well, for a short time, but it worked. It's definitely not a toaster.
No, it's definitely not.
I hope it wasn't damaged too much. I'm sure if I adjust the pattern sequencer... Bring up the gain on the stabilizer, it's all... Oh, good! Looks like the power supply wasn't damaged at all.
Well, the machine seems to have come through largely intact. How long do you think it'll be before you can make it fully operational? Professor? Professor!
What? Oh, now I know it works. I'd say another day or so to make repairs, and maybe another to fine-tune it. Although I'm still not sure what it does. I wonder what that globe of energy was. Perhaps a physical manifestation of energy that could possibly...
3 days, I see. So, that should give you just enough time to perfect it and for us to get to the conference.
Yes, although I may have to write my speech along the way. So, we mustn't lose the momentum, my boy. Come along, Glover, there's work to be done.
Yes, sir.
Oh, anyone get the number of that bus? Oh, my head! Oh, Doctor, what happened? Doctor? What the hell am I doing in a corridor? Oh, never mind, at least I'm alive. Better get back to the console room before the doctor has a fit. Don't think I've been in this part of the TARDIS before. Oh, gotta remember that's there the next time I want to work on my tan. Oh, now which way? Oh, I'm gonna get lost, I just know it. Now the doctor can remember where everything is beyond me. Maybe this door. Right, not this one. I'm gonna end up wandering around this ship until the day I die, and the doctor's gonna find my bones someday and say, oh, so that's where he got to. Oh, hang on. This looks familiar. Aha, the cloisters! I knew it! I'm pretty sure if I just go across here and... Hang on. I don't remember that shrine being there. Odd.
I'd appreciate it if you put that back down and put your hands up where I can see them, please.
Okay, don't shoot! I'm putting it back down. Who are you? What are you? Ow!
Don't turn around.
Okay, I'm not moving. You didn't have to jab that gun in my back so hard.
Just do as I say. I'm the one asking the questions here. Now, who are you and how did you get here?
My name's Guy Anwar and I live here. At least I'm pretty sure I do. Well, there was some kind of collision and I woke up down a corridor and...
Guy Anwar? Guy Anwar of Earth?
Yes.
Oh, bloody hell. I don't believe it.
What?
It's all right, Guy. You can turn around.
You're not going to shoot me, are you?
Even if I wanted to, I couldn't. I'm, sorry about the deception.
A penlight? You held me at penlight point?
Calm down, Guy. You weren't who I was expecting to find, and since I don't carry any weapons, I had to improvise. It was pretty convincing, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, too convincing. Just give me a moment to restart my heart. Who are you, anyway? What are you doing in the Doctor's TARDIS?
My name's Cassandra, and this isn't the Doctor's TARDIS. It's mine.
What do you... Wait... This is the TARDIS, right? We saw you in the Vortex on the scanner. Blue police box, little light on top. This is the Doctor's TARDIS, isn't it?
Well, it was, but it isn't anymore.
How? You nicked it, didn't you?
I most certainly did not. He gave it to me. Really, he did. So there was a problem with the change of ownership. It's not my fault those pompous bureaucrats in the authority office wouldn't give her to me and I had to...
You nicked it.
Well, okay, let's just say I borrowed her. But the doctor did bequeath her to me.
Bequeath? Sounds a bit fancy for handing over the keys.
He wasn't able to do it in person. It's the most honest answer.
And the most vague. So if this isn't the, my TARDIS but yours, how did I end up here?
I think when the two TARDISes intersected, you were pulled here by the dimensional distortions. And since you're here and my companion seems to be nowhere about, I'm hazarding a guess that he's in your TARDIS.
With the doctor?
Yes, with the doc... Oh, bugger! I always knew there was a possibility of meeting him. I'd hoped it wouldn't come quite so soon. This could complicate things.
What do you mean?
It's a long story, and one I'm not prepared to get into right at the moment. Come on, follow me to the console room. The TARDIS has changed quite a bit since you were here last.
So where are we now? I mean, other than in the TARDIS...
That's a very good question. We made it out of the Vortex safely and landed on a planet somewhere in the Herculean cluster some 200 years in the future, Earth relative time. At least I hope that's where and when we are.
You hope?
Unfortunately, some of the temporal navigation systems have become a little scrambled. I was lucky to get that much out of her.
Well, how'd they get scrambled? Was it the shockwave?
Well, it was either that, or when I had to short out the drive accelerator, or perhaps even the collision. I'm not quite sure which it was. But that's neither here nor there. We need to find out for sure where we are and if the Doctor and Trell were thrown to the same time and place we were.
Trell being your companion?
That's right.
And if they weren't?
Well, I hope you'll find my company as pleasant as the Doctor's.
Right.
Oh, well, old girl, looks like you're going to need some repairs. Again.
Oh.
Are you all right, Guy? You're not Guy.
Sweet sisters, what hit me?
Me, apparently. Are you all right?
Oh, no.
Look, just lie still. You've taken a nasty bump on the head.
I'm in your TARDIS, aren't I?
Yes, you are. Am I right in assuming that you're from that other TARDIS?
Yeah. How did I end up here?
I think when we skimmed each other, you were pulled from yours into mine. And judging from his lack of complaining, my companion was quite possibly drawn to yours. At least, I hope that's where he is.
She's going to get a shock, then.
She?
Yes, my time lady.
Ah, I see. Oh, I think. Well, let me introduce myself. I'm...
The Doctor, yes, I know. There's only one other person crazy enough to be flying about space and time in a rickety old Type 40 TT, camouflaged as a police box, and you're not her. By the way, my name's Trell, Belle Devorne.
And you know me?
Yes, in the future. Your future, at least.
Ah, I see. Well, it's very nice to meet you, Trell, and I'm sure it'd be nice to meet you again.
I've been travelling too long. I actually understood that.
Yes, well, one tends to pick these things up with enough experience. Trell, is the Time Lady you're travelling with, by any chance, you know? I mean, I know it's possible, and you were travelling in my TARDIS, unless I've started a trend in TARDIS camouflage, but is she...
If you're getting at what I think you're getting at, then no, she isn't.
Oh, thank goodness. I don't know if I could handle that. Regenerating is enough of a bother without having to go through a gender crisis. But it has been known to happen, once or twice.
Oh, is that what you meant?
Why? What do you think I meant?
You don't know?
No.
Then I'd best not mention it. Timelines and all that.
Yes, fair enough. So, I think you're well enough to get up?
Yes, the room stopped spinning now. Are we still in the vortex?
I don't think so. I think when we bumped into each other, it threw us out of it. To where and when, I'm not sure yet.
You don't know?
Well, it looks like my TARDIS sustained quite a bit of damage. Now, if I can get the scanner to work, we can at least see where we are. Oh, come on, old girl. Yep. There we are. Scanner screen. Looks like we've landed in a forest. Now, I can only hope your time, lady...
Cassandra.
Cassandra? Nope, can't recall knowing any Cassandra. As I was saying, I can only hope your Cassandra and my friend Guy were thrown to the same place and time.
You mean Guy Anwar, right?
Yes, that's him. May I ask what that bleeping sound is?
So, you're that one, eh?
I beg your pardon?
It's something that helps me keep track of her. She's got a matching wristlet that's connected to this one. You Time Lords are a damn odd lot to keep track of, especially her. I should be able to tell if she's here once we get outside the TARDIS.
Oh, very clever.
Now, don't you think we should go find Guy and Cassandra?
Yes, you're right. And to get us back here, I'll bring the TARDIS tracker along.
Sounds like a good idea. Good, they still have a three-quarters charge.
Do you really think those are necessary?
Experience has taught me to be prepared for just about anything, especially after landing like that one.
Just what kind of adventures have you had?
Interesting ones, say the least. And I've been able to learn from the costly mistakes of others. I owe my life to these pistols.
I see. Well, after you, then.
How lovely. Guy, are you coming?
Yeah, I'm coming. That console room of yours is quite something.
Thank you. Now, let's see where we are.
What's that? A wrist computer or something?
It's more than just that. This gauntlet normally has a small but powerful computer built into it that can interface with the TARDIS's systems, allowing me to download temporal and geographical information into it, but it can also interface with any local satellites that might be in orbit. Plus, there's a TARDIS tracker and a full spectrum scanner.
Cassandra!
What?
The TARDIS! It disappeared!
What? Oh, it's still there. See? It's called a camouflage circuit. It allows the TARDIS to blend into its surroundings.
Oh, TARDIS doesn't do that.
I know. You have something similar called a chameleon circuit. The Doctor never seemed to be able to fix it.
So it does that all on its own?
Pretty much. I should have manual control over it, but the TARDIS is quite stubborn about a few things, especially the police box look. But if it's activating the camouflage on its own accord, there must be something here that's telling it to stay hidden.
I don't like the sound of that.
Neither do I. Come on, Guy. The sooner we find the Doctor and Trell, the sooner we can figure out what brought us here.
It's
Screwdriver.
Screwdriver.
Calibrator.
Calibrator.
Phase inducer.
Phase inducer.
Beeping.
Beeping. What?
There's a beeping. It shouldn't be beeping.
Oh, the beeping. Ah, I think that's just the perimeter alarm again.
Well?
Well, what, sir?
Well, don't you think you should check it out? I can't concentrate with that racket going on.
Right, I'll check it out, sir.
Oh, and Glover, adjust the sensitivity setting on it, would you? I really don't want it going off every time some animal wanders through. Oh, and put the kettle on.
Yes, sir.
Pardon? Kettle?
According to the clock, it's after 4. Time for tea, don't you think, Glover?
Right. Tea. Right away, sir.
And some fresh fish for Charlie.
Of course, Professor. Whatever the animal wants.
Yes, Charlie. A few more repairs and some adjustments, and I think we've almost got it. Once that's done, I'll run some tests on it, and hopefully be able to tell exactly what it is. Although I wish we had a bit more time. What's that? No, Charlie, stay back. The machine isn't on. Now, where did that come from? Where did I put that scanner? Ah, yes, thank you, Charlie. Now, what are you, my little friend, Let's see here.
So, who is this Cassandra? Have you known her long? And where exactly were you heading? And what did you mean when you said that one?
Time Lords.
I'm almost there.
Be careful. This is an awfully tall tree.
Hey, you chose it. Okay, I'm at the top.
Do you see anything?
Yeah, trees. Lots of trees. Foliage is too thick and I can't see anything in the forest floor. I still can't get a clear reading on a signal. What about you?
Well, the signal's a little erratic. Either we're about to find them or they're still some distance away. Can you tell how far the forest reaches?
Yeah, I think it's a couple more kilometers downhill. It opens out into a plain. I can see a building down there.
Really? Well, maybe they landed there. The tracker is pointing in that direction, and the TARDIS does seem to have an affinity for mysterious buildings. All right, come on down and we'll take a look. Trell? Trell, I hate to rush you, but... Trell, we have company! Trell?
I don't know.
What?
Oh dear.
Do you think the doctor's all right?
That's the fourth time you've asked me that. I'm sure he's just fine. In fact, he's probably just as anxious to find you. Don't worry, Guy.
Yeah, it's just that we've been through quite a bit lately. I think it's starting to wear on the doctor. He's changed since I've met him.
Changed?
Yeah, he just doesn't have that spring in his step anymore. It's like he's just, I don't know, existing instead of living now.
It doesn't sound like the doctor at all.
Do you know him well? Oh, well, obviously you do, since he gave you his TARDIS. What I mean to say is, are you too close?
The doctor, he was my mentor. In fact, you could say he had quite an impact on my life. He taught me practically everything I know about time travel. We lost touch for a little while, and I didn't see him again until he rescued me.
Rescued you?
Yeah. It's a bit of a long story, but it involves my first regeneration and almost becoming a goddess.
A goddess? Well, you didn't seem like a typical Time Lord to me.
And just how many Time Lords have you met?
Including you and the Doctor? 2.
Aha! So you're supposing that I'm not a typical Time Lord from what the Doctor has told you about us?
Well, yes. I mean, I guess he could have embellished a little.
Actually, he was exactly right. Most Time Lords are such stuffed shirts that they wouldn't know what adventure was if it came up and bit them. The Doctor's, well, different.
Oh, that's putting it mildly. Doctor's about as different as they come.
Yes, he is, isn't he? Look, Guy, I knew the Doctor for most of my lives. I think part of his zest for adventure and knowledge rubbed off on me. As soon as I graduated from the Academy, I was off exploring new worlds and times. I learned the hard way that his lifestyle isn't an easy one. He wasn't just flitting around space and time willy-nilly. Okay, maybe sometimes he was, but he cared. He cared so much that when he saw that there was a wrong to be righted, he took it upon himself to do something. In the end, he just couldn't help himself.
In the end? What do you mean by that?
But that responsibility can sometimes lead to a lot of hurt and heartache. There's times it just wears on him a bit. But he's still the doctor. Give him a bit of time and he'll be back to his old self.
That's what I'm almost afraid of.
What do you mean?
Well, since I started traveling with the doctor, we've gone from one dangerous situation to another. There's been a few laughs along the way, and I've seen more than I could ever imagine, but I guess it comes down to that I'm not a Time Lord. If I die, that's it. No other life to regenerate into. And I hate to admit it, but I've been way too close to dying for comfort lately. Certainly for his comfort anyway, I can tell.
What? Oh, so you're there then.
I guess the doctor isn't the only one everything's starting to wear on. Wait a minute. You said...
Guy?
What? What is it?
I think I saw something in the fog over there.
Well, I don't see anything.
I know I saw something.
Oh, it's an Auton!
No, Guy. It's lots of Autons.
Was that absolutely necessary?
Hey, if you wanted to be blown apart by a squad of Seeklers, you should have said so.
Seeklers?
Yep, five or six of them. It's a good thing I keep a few of these grenades in my pocket.
You're sure it was Seeklers?
I've met those potato brains before. I'd recognize them anywhere.
I wonder what they're doing here.
I honestly don't want to find out. We should get going. There may be others lurking about. And if there are, we should find Cassandra and Guy as quickly as possible and get off this damn planet.
Yes, you're right.
Now, let's see what animal has set it off this time. So, how'd they get here? They know about the professor's experiments? Well, they did warn me of this possibility. Let's see. Professor?
Hey, yes? What is this, Clover?
I need to check something out. I'll be gone for a little while. Will you be all right without me?
What? Where are you going?
Just to check something along the perimeter. I'll set one of the servos to bring you a tea before I go.
Well, don't be long. I need your help down here.
Don't worry, I won't be.
Did you fix the alarm?
Yes, Professor. You won't be disturbed again.
Good. Hurry back.
Yes, Professor. Guess I'd better go and rescue them then.
That's a lot of Autons, all right. Should we run?
We'd be killed before we even took a step. So that's what they look like. I've only seen pictures.
Well, consider yourself very lucky that's all you've seen. Up to now, anyway.
Yes. You met them on Earth, didn't you?
How did you... Oh, the doctor must have told you. Yeah, I'd hoped I wouldn't meet them again. I really don't fancy being turned into Laura Palmer.
I don't follow.
Dead, wrapped in plastic?
Well, if that's what they do, then neither do I.
So what do we do?
Get down!
What?
Over here, behind this rock!
Who do you think is out there? More Autons?
No, I've never read of them destroying each other.
Well, whoever it is, they make a mincemeat of the Autons.
It's over.
Yeah.
Shall we take a look?
Yeah.
Guy? This would probably work a little bit better if you let go of me.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, all right, let's take a look.
See anything?
No. Wait, yeah. There's someone moving out there. Oh, it's big. Really big. Maybe all the Autons weren't killed.
No, that's not an Auton. Guy, when I say run, you run, in that direction. That's where the signal from the doctor's TARDIS is coming from. Just run as fast as you can. Don't look back and don't stop for anything.
What? Why? What about you?
Hopefully I'll be right behind you. If you find a body of water, get into it and swim for as long as you can. Find the doctor and get out of here.
What? Cassandra, who are they?
Those are the Zatrangai, perhaps the deadliest warriors in the entire galaxy. And I strongly suspect they're out for our blood.
In Present, Past, and Future Danger Part 1, the Doctor was played by Matthew Kapelke. Guy Anwar Kane Major, Cassandra Aurora McPherson, Trell Boris Lynn Zender, Professor Marion David Hutchinson, Glover Vitol Tietze, and Charlie was voiced by Ileana. Recording and CD mastering by Matthew Kapelke. Post-production and sound design was by Aurora McPherson, with assistance from Jacqueline Palmer. Editing was by Vitol Tietze. Music was by Robert Warnock. The series theme was composed by Ron Grainer and realised by Robert Warnock. The cover illustration and packaging design was by Matthew Chambers. Press and PR was by David Hutchinson. Recorded at BTR's Melton Road Studios and Quantum Reality Studios. The script editor was Vitol Tietze, the producer was Matthew Kapelke, and the directors were Vitol Tietze and Aurora McPherson. This has been a BTR audio production in association with Quantum Realities Productions, copyright 2004. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains the property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.